Chapter 8. Father's Solution. Father Elephant woke everyone up very early the next morning. He packed a few things and got his son to help gather bananas, melons, and sugarcane. After breakfast, the three elephants started walking. Where were they going? You guessed it, they were going to visit the crocodile. At last, they got to the gray-green river. Crocodile lay in the mud, fast asleep. Let me wake him, said the elephant's child. Then he trumpeted loudly. You again! Go away! I hate elephants, said the grumpy and sleepy crocodile. Good morning, Mr. Crocodile, said Father Elephant. We can help you if you will help us. I don't need your help, hissed the grumpy crocodile. Do you like to eat melons and bananas? Asked Mother Elephant. Yes, they are very sweet, said Crocodile. If you stretch our noses, we will pick as many melons and bananas as you would like, said Father Elephant. You can have dessert every day. So the crocodile grabbed the nose of the Father Elephant and pulled and pulled. Soon, Father Elephant's nose became a trunk. Then, the crocodile grabbed the nose of the Mother Elephant. Ouch! She screamed. But the crocodile pulled anyway. Soon, Mother Elephant's nose became a trunk, too. Now both elephants looked like their son. Thank you, said the Father and Mother Elephant, though it sounded more like Ninknew, because their noses hurt. The three elephants picked lots of melons and bananas for the crocodile, and then they started to walk home. When they got home, no one spanked anyone on the bum anymore. Everyone was happy, and everything was nice and peaceful. And that is how elephants got their trunks. Now no one ever sees an elephant with a short little nose.